unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Thank you.
This is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The best Messiah. Come and experience a Messianic group, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, that's a stand, I guess, this morning. Richard Gage, and Richard, you go right ahead. Richard, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Because the way the North Tower came down is so obvious. Look, it is destroyed in a telescoping action in just 4 seconds. From the top of the building down, there is a sudden, smooth motion without any pulsing or jolting. We would expect if this pile driver was driving the rest of the building down, that when it met the resistance from the columns that are still intact, 47 massive core columns in this building, and over 200 perimeter columns, it would slow down, it would jolt, it would stall, stutter, halt, and it would be expected to then heave to one side in a massive slow motion and begin to perhaps fall off the side of the building, this block above the point of jet plane impacts we're talking about. But no, it telescopes smoothly, suddenly into itself, and such that it's gone in 4 seconds. That's a complete different scenario than we were led to believe in the report by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. After that, we have a complete violation as well, because what we're told is that upper part, which is now gone completely, not available at all to drive the rest of the building down to the ground, it is gone. What happens then is that we have these 4-ton perimeter wall units ejecting laterally at 60 miles an hour, landing up to 600 feet away. Incredible lateral expulsion of structural elements, and with these explosions going off, rapidly advancing down the side of the building, very easily seen in the videos once you really kind of focus on it. And from the next 9 seconds or so, both buildings are completely destroyed down to the ground, completely dismembering each structural member from the other. And this is really rather amazing, because what we would expect in a collapsing building, 110 floors in this case, stacked up at the bottom in a 20 to 30 story pile. And yet, what we see instead is concrete in those floors amounting to 90,000 tons of this concrete is pulverized in midair in these pyroclastic-like clouds. That comes from a term from volcanoes, where incredible heat and explosive force are created with this, these clouds that are thick with entrained solids in them, and enfolding itself in a cauliflower-shaped manner because of the intense heat that's been created. Well, in this case, it would take intense heat of explosives to create these kinds of forms, but they are also trailing these laterally ejecting elements out to the side of the building. This is really rather obvious when it is watched. And then these free-flying objects are landing in a 1,400-foot diameter about each of these buildings. There's only a two-story pile down at the bottom of either of these towers. And it is there aren't floors stacked up as we might expect. It's 98% of the debris is well outside of the perimeter. This is just amazing. And while this is going on in this zone of destruction, there is below it anywhere from 20 to 40 stories below this zone of destruction. We have these expulsions of pulverized building materials that are occurring at about 200 feet per second. This has been timed, and you can time it right off the video. These are explosive seeds we're talking about here, not air that's being ejected due to some pressure from pushing air down the elevator hoistways, and it's got to come out somewhere, right? No, this is air that has been, if air was being pushed down the hoistways, it would fill the entire open office planned area and then maybe blow out all these windows, but not occur in these highly pinpoint accurate, very volatile and pre-engineered patterns. It, like most of them fell off in the middle of the thought. So that's a dead giveaway as well. But what actually has concerned the 1,700 architects and engineers that I represent even more is the findings in the World Trade Center dust by officials, USGS, and R.J. Lee, who is an environmental consulting firm, find in all the samples billions of tiny molten iron microspheres, previously molten iron spheres that are smaller than the diameter of a human hair. Now, they have no explanation as to how they got there. They're puzzled. But up to 6% of some of these samples are composed of this iron ball. Now, iron shouldn't be there at all. Iron is a part of steel, but this is elemental iron. Where did it come from? Why is it round? Well, the fact that it's round indicates that it was molten in midair and atomized under explosive pressure. Well, where did molten iron come from? Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So when they do chemical analysis on these microspheres, they find the elements of thermite, which are iron, aluminum, oxygen, silica, manganese. This is clearly the signature of thermite. And yet, in the report, contains no explanation of it whatsoever. So that's pretty clear. But is there any evidence in all of this massive quantity of dust laid like a blanket throughout lower Manhattan in a 4-inch thick blanket, river to river, is there any evidence of unignited thermite? Because that would be clearly evidence of ignited thermite. Well, years later, after these reports from the USGS, a small team of scientists led by Neil Harris in Copenhagen does analysis on the dust before independently collected samples. They find in each of these samples the most incredible finding yet. And these are small red-gray chips, hundreds and hundreds of them in each of the samples. They're red on one side, gray on the other. The red side is composed of what? Iron oxide and aluminum powders, intimately mixed in the perfect percentage to become what? Thermite. That's what thermite is composed of. Iron oxide, 3/4, aluminum powder, 1/4. Even more interesting, the size of these particles is at the nanoscale, 1,000 times smaller than human hair. This is very advanced engineered nanothermite, made only in the most sophisticated defense contracting laboratories. So this stuff is incredible. It was developed by Los Alamos Lab and Lawrence Livermore Lab, interestingly, under the direction of NIST, or with the help of the incredible facilities that our National Institute of Standards and Technology have. So NIST actually brought in to investigate the destruction of these buildings experts from the defense industry who actually are from these defense contractors who developed nanothermite in the first place. So it appears that there's a vested interest in those consultants in not finding what really brought down these towers. Now, this work is all, the nanothermite work is very well laid out and documented in a peer-reviewed paper in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. It's called Active Thermitic Materials Found in the World Trade Center Dust. And I encourage everybody to have that. We have given that to every member of Congress, along with our new DVD, which discusses all of what we're talking about today. It's called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And it contains the testimony of 43 of these technical and building professionals, including high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, physicists, chemists, fire protection engineers, controlled demolition experts. These are all laying out the evidence, these technical building professionals, of the explosive demolition of the Twin Towers, which we have highlighted. They are also laying out the evidence for the destruction of a third skyscraper, which I didn't know anything about until 6 years ago. And most architects and engineers know nothing about at all, even though it's the third worst failure in modern history.
You're speaking of Building 7.
Yeah, this is World Trade Center 7. It was a 47-story skyscraper, not hit by an airplane, and that easily, like, it would be the tallest building in any of our, most of our states. But in New York, of course, next to the towers, it's about half the height of these towers. But this building, at 5:20 in the afternoon, suffers a massive failure, such that it dropped like a rock, straight down almost into its footprint, just about, and in just 6.5 seconds, top to bottom, it's falling at free fall acceleration. This is,
this is obviously a controlled demolition. If you watch it, you can understand it's a controlled demolition. If you watch the building come down, the center of the roof collapses first. Why? You take out the center supports so the walls will fall in. Then you destroy the base of the building, and it falls as a controlled demolition, and you can see, compare the fall of Building 7 to the collapse of the skyscrapers in Las Vegas when they've taken them down. They are identical, aren't they, Richard?
Yeah, they really are. In fact, our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, which Dr. Stan has actually available all into the radio station, then you can, Radio Liberty, you can see clearly a side-by-side comparison of Building 7 coming down and a controlled demolition of a building similar height and it drops straight down smoothly, symmetrically, because all of those 80 columns in Building 7 are removed all at once. If any of them failed, the building would begin a chaotic, asynchronous collapse to the side.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you?
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And ladies and gentlemen, Sydney, they have gone after anybody who's spoken out. There was a professor at Brigham Young University who talked about the thermite that was used to bring down the towers. And, of course, pressure was put by the government, or at least by the invisible government, by the criminal element within our government, and forced it. Stephen, I think it was Young, but I could be mistaken. I'm sure Richard knows him personally. He was forced to retire, certainly we know. I had a gentleman on my program. His name was Sergeant Leo Chavez. He was at Bennett CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the morning of the attack. He talked about the stand-down order. He talked about all of the programs they had that morning, the war games where they were hijackers, supposedly hijacking planes and crashing them into buildings. He disappeared after being on my program. Certainly Barry Jennings, who was in Building 7 on the morning of the attack and talked about all the explosions there. He died under very mysterious circumstances just 2 days before the report on the coming down of Building 7. The destruction of Building 7 was released in 2008. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Walters, we have a number of interviews with. His life was threatened. He was forced to flee and live in hiding in Europe. This is what they do to anybody who speaks out and tries to bring out the fact that they murdered those people. This was not the hijackers. This was somebody who wanted to get us into a war with the Muslim world. And basically, this is the prologue to the terrible war that lies ahead, unless there are enough Americans out there who will get the information and disseminate it and demand that the murderers be brought to justice. Those murderers are at the highest levels of our government or retired from there today. Some of the most prominent people in America are behind this. And yet the average American is never allowed to think about that because the media totally blocks this out, and the information on the thermite that brought down those twin towers has been totally suppressed by the controlled media. Our guest this morning, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Richard, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website? We do carry your two videos we think are so important. But, of course, how can people get to your website and get all the information that you and your organization have accumulated?
Yes, we encourage everybody to get informed. There are so many technical articles on the website, as well as our other DVD, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, where we go from beginning to end with this evidence very, very systematically, graphically laid out in this two-hour presentation. The website is ae911truth.org. That stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So that's ae911truth.org.
All right, fine. And let me recommend you go to that website. The information is valid, and you must help us get the information out and demand that the murderers be apprehended. We need an independent examination. Believe me, the government cannot examine the government. We need an independent examination of the facts, and the murderers must be brought to justice before they kill millions of people in the planning phony war against the Muslim world, all carefully planned and certainly programmed and about to take place. And if you are not involved and try to bring out this fact, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself when some of our cities are in ruins and millions of Americans have been destroyed in the coming war. Well, Richard, certainly, are people beginning to wake up about what's going on? Are they becoming, some of them becoming aware of what's happened? But why don't you tell our listeners about this great new DVD they can watch on YouTube about Building 7 coming down?
Yes, well, we are doing our best here to wake up the people. But it is a very slow process, as you must be struggling with as well. I've been at this for 6 years, Dr. Stan, and what I have found is it's kind of like watching a swimming pool fill up. Over a few hours or days, you just don't see much progress. But certainly in the last 6 years, the experience of people who are actually actively engaged in talking to people notice and report en masse that the 9/11 Truth activists are very easily aware that most people who they talk to already are at least aware of the issue, and the others seem mostly reasonably open to the idea of what we're presenting, the controlled demolition of the buildings. They have heard something and they're actually interested. The number of people that actually flip you off, if you will, or get angry or get fearful is much, much less. It's gone from like, I don't know, 60% down to like 10%. It's rather a dramatic metric to gauge our effectiveness in the 9/11 Truth movement over this period of time. So I don't know. I didn't think it would take 6 years to get to this level. I thought once everybody found out about this, it would just go like wildfire. But what we're doing is trying to pull the rug out from under people's veil of security, their worldview, and which of course tells us internally, unconsciously, that something like this can't happen in America. that our leaders wouldn't be so treasonous, really evil. And we don't know that it's our leaders, by the way, but we do come to the inescapable conclusion that that Al Qaeda didn't have access to these buildings, and so we conclude that it's some sort of an inside operation, and any inside operation on this scale is going to need the cooperation of a group of leaders in government and industry. It just doesn't can't happen in a void. So that threatens our very security in our psychology, and that's why we have 8 psychologists in our film, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, who are testifying as to, first, why it's so difficult for most Americans to hear this information, because it creates this cognitive dissonance. You know, this does not square with the reality inside my head about how things work in America.
That's well, very, very hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Richard Gage. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. They killed 3,000 Americans that morning.
Square root.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I know how difficult it is to believe that those buildings were brought down by controlled demolition, because for 2 years after 9/11, I didn't want to accept that. I did not want to believe that anything could be that evil. I knew that they knew the attack was coming. I knew that they did not try to stop the attack. But the fact that these were not certainly, the buildings didn't come down because of the attack, they were controlled demolition. I didn't want to believe that until finally, after watching Building 7 come down at least a dozen times, it became very obvious that was controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was controlled demolition, then it was all controlled demolition. And all you need to do is go up on the Internet and type in a YouTube, certainly a Building 7 demolition, how would they get to that site, Richard?
How would they get to what?
How would they get to the site where your DVD on 9/11, pardon me, your DVD on the Building 7 coming down would be available.
Yes. There's a great site, architects-engineers.com. Architects-engineers.org, excuse me. Architects-engineers.org shows the wonderful film for free, narrated by Ed Asner in just 15 minutes. This documentary on World Trade Center 7 walks you from the history of architecture up to structural steel buildings and shows how vulnerable structural steel buildings can be to controlled demolition when all the charges go off in a precisely timed and precisely placed manner. The building will drop like a rock, even though it is designed five times stronger than it needed to be to resist any such damage or deflection or buckling of columns. So Ed Asner does a marvelous job narrating this film. And last night, CBS interviewed Ed Asner, and they actually played about 10 seconds from this film. And they showed Building 7 going down, just like a controlled demolition, on TV last night. And so we were delighted to have this, in case any of your listeners can Google CBS Ed Asner interview and watch this during that interview, because Ed Asner has some very controversial views, and he's been on the left side of politics, and in this case is blowing the whistle on 9/11 itself. They kind of call him a few names, but she sloughs it off in this interview, referring people to the evidence. And so this is where you can see that film, architects-engineers.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, try to get others to watch Building 7 come down. You can get this up on the internet by typing in YouTube Ed Asner Building 7. YouTube Ed Asner Building 7. Watch the building come down. And then, of course, get others to watch it and let them know the murderers are loose. The murderers are loose. If they'll kill 3,000 Americans without giving it a thought, will they be concerned with the deaths of millions of Americans in this coming war? And believe me, they're planning a war with the Muslim world. And the trouble is, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. We need to expose what happened on 9/11 if we hope to preserve America. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. You need to get people listening to our programs regularly and going to Richard Gage's website, that's Architects and Engineers, for 9/11 Truth. So what's exactly title of that website again, Richard, so they can get there?
Yes, it's AE911truth.org.
AE911truth.org. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this subject, give us a call. But it's so vitally important that people understand what really happened that morning, and the murderers are still loose. And they've done everything they could to cover it up. And remember, George Bush did everything he could to prevent an independent investigation. We've never had an independent investigation. Over half of the people on the 9/11 Commission that investigated came from that little group called the Council on Foreign Relations, including both Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, the chairman and co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission. Why couldn't they allow independent investigators? Because they don't want the truth to come out. The murderers are still loose. Certainly, what are your thoughts for our listeners? Here, we've only got about 2 minutes before we have to wrap up the program. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning, Richard?
Well, I wanted to encourage everyone to get informed about the issue to the point where you can refer your friends, neighbors, relatives, architects, and engineers in your community to our website, so that you can simply tell them, hey, look, look at this, 1,700 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation. What do you think about this? I kind of looked at it, and the looks real, but what do you think? So ask people. Don't just cram this down their throat. It doesn't work very well. So we're encouraging everybody to take action because our country is obviously at risk. If Americans can be deceived at this scale, then, as Dr. Stan is suggesting, something greater surely is planned, because we're facing something darker than we possibly can imagine, probably a level of control. After all, this is a coup, 9/11. It solidified control and it put in place mechanisms of a police state that now only need to be switched in order to go into a full-on police state. The Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the National Defense Authorization Act all revoked very key rights. Any of us can be arrested, put in jail without charge.
God bless, Richard. Thanks very much for being with us. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Richard Gage. We carry their two DVDs. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We have certainly other DVDs. We have Loose Change. We have a number of other DVDs on 9/11 you can get from us. We have two tape sets, 9/11, 9/11 update, and we have the this four tape or CD set. Why did Building 7 come down? Or why did the buildings come down? Why did the buildings come down? And we actually have interviews there with William Rodriguez. We have interviews with the gentleman who was in charge of cleaning up the debris after the Building 7 came down. He was there the day afterwards. He tells it's 99% certain that was controlled demolition, talking about Building 7. And then, of course, the interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez is on that four-CD set. The interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who disappeared immediately after that interview, never to be heard from again. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. It's very real. Remember Senator Paul Wellstone? He was one of the two senators who voted against the Patriot Act. And, of course, he died in an airplane accident shortly after that when his plane crashed. You remember, of course, the anthrax that they sent to senators after the 9/11 attack, but they only sent it to Democratic senators. Gee, I wonder why that was. It only went to Democrat senators. And why is that they, Dick Cheney and everyone in the White House started on a vaccine to protect them from anthrax attacks on the evening of 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, they knew everything is orchestrated. They wanted to get the Patriot Act through and all these other acts to move us toward the dictatorship. They spend $40 billion a year on the Office of Homeland Security, totally fraudulent. They know there's no danger to our airplanes, and yet we have to stand in those long lines at the airports. It's all part of the psychological game being played on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the threat of terrorism in America is non-existent. If there was a real threat, terrorists could come across our border any day with a knapsack full of explosives and go into one of our malls or into one of our football games and set them off and kill dozens or hundreds of people. Why hasn't it happened? Because the war on terrorism is phony. Our troops are over in Afghanistan. 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops. We're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true, and then get the information out before they take us into this terrible war with the Muslim world, where your sons and daughters and your relatives and your friends, many of them are going to lose everything and perhaps their lives. If we are not if you are not involved, you're part of the problem. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're having our all-day conference on the 21st of October. If you can come, that'll be a great program. We're going to start at 8:15 in the morning, go to 6 in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across America, fascinating speakers. One of them even attended the Bilderberg meeting. His name is Ambassador Henry Cooper. October 21st, call and make a reservation. 1-800-544-8927 until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And the word Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.